Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Whether you're a regular listener, longtime listener, or whether you're new to Angel Healing House Radio, my name is Claire Candy Hoff, and each week I present a channeled message, a topic from my angelic family, who I am a part of, called the Posse of Angels. And they bring forth such wonderful messages for people to have clarity, to give people direction, more love for themselves and others, more kindness, more forgiveness. So if you would like to listen to some of the past archive shows, they're all archived on the Transformation Talk Radio site. And I'm sending out extra warmth to those who are in Arctic temperatures and really freezing conditions. A lot of my family living over east is experiencing very, very cold winter. And those who are down with these cold and flu-like symptoms, I'm sending extra healing energies to you. Now, I'd like to start the show with a reminder that we have had some major influencing major energetic influences, which have been leading up to the new moon today. There is a new moon on this January 16th, and it was preceded by quite a magical day yesterday, which was January 15th. For those who are saying to themselves, oh, I missed it, those influences are still affecting us. Now, those influences are that the planet Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and prosperity and abundance, that formed a really favorable connection with the planet Pluto, which is the planet of transformation and the unexpected. With these two celestial bodies aligning in a really beneficial way, we will be guided to reach our maximum potential by using this influence to engage in very positive changes. And today's new moon in Capricorn invites us to plant professionally oriented seeds. You know, it's a great day and a great time to put forth extra effort into our career ventures or our business projects. If you've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to launch a new enterprise, let's say, this planetary placement will be sure to manifest far-reaching, favorable productivity for those endeavors. So don't hesitate. Don't try to figure things out too much, but follow your passion, and because it's a great time energetically to do that. Now, the posse of angels wishes for us to know that these heightened energies will gain speed and momentum throughout the early months of 2018. And it's our clarity and detachment to outcomes that will make manifestation simply magical for many. And it will present us with miracles and opportunities and connections in answer to the fulfillment of our prayers. Now, the posse of angels is asking us to utilize this immense energy and allow it to ignite our creative passion for what we love doing. Whatever you can do to take inspired action towards your dreams will manifest manyfold in this amazing year. Now, this year, the posse of angels are showing me their feet. I guess their message is we really can't put a foot wrong if we surround ourselves with positivity and visualizations of what we wish our life to look like. Spend as much time and effort as you can to create your dreams, and you will achieve them. Everything that we can imagine will come true in this year. But do remember that these energies also intensify things like restriction, doubt, worry, limitation, and fear. So the posse of angels is recommending that we stay away from all negativity. And while these energies are ones of fulfillment, it is we that must open our arms wide and act when these miracles present themselves. You know, they won't happen on their own. Life is a co-creative dance between humans as spiritual beings having a human experience and that universal source, God, all that is. Do not allow your self-made illusion of doubt or worry and why you can't do something stop yourself from experiencing these miracles in your life. And do remember, regardless of whatever we've asked for, we still have to be diligent and we still have to make effort towards them every single day. And to be able to utilize these miraculous energies, many of us are going to be stepping into the fulfillment of our desires. And that is why the posse of angels have entitled today's program, Starting Anew, Starting Afresh. Now, the posse of angels, what they're doing is they're showing us a whiteboard that badly needs erasing. And they are hiding a huge eraser behind their backs. And they're saying that not everyone will be excited about standing in front of a clean whiteboard in order to create their new life. For they're saying that creating a new life can be very, very difficult for some people who have never given to themselves. They've never made themselves a priority by putting themselves first, and they've never allowed themselves to believe in their dreams. For these new energies will support those of us who focus on passionately creating a life that is filled with what we love doing and the creation of what makes us happy. But starting over may not be as thing as one thinks. When you consider that the posse of angels is reminding us that with these very new energies and by taking inspired action in 2018, it'll be like going bowling with bumper guards. I don't know if you have ever taken your children bowling or done bowling yourself. And in order to not have the ball fall in the gutter, many bowling alleys have those gutters, those guards, which you can pull up. And so it stops your ball from falling in the gutter and just keeps it moving down the lane. Because we're so clear now to hear and to see and to perceive the signs from God and the angels that this will keep us in play and out of the gutters. And listeners, I, for one, am getting very excited about watching my long-held wishes manifest in this miraculous year of 2018. Do remember that it's a number 11 year. This is one of enlightenment, illumination, pure intentions, highest attainment. Some would say for the highest ideals of humanity. It's about mastering ourselves, being master creators and master innovators. Actually, the manifestation of one of my long-held dreams to make the messages from myself and my angelic family, the posse of angels, for it to go out to a much wider global audience was realized a year ago on January the 3rd when I repositioned my five-year-old Angel Healing House radio program and began hosting on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. But the only reason that that could have manifested was because I surrendered and I let go, trying to figure out how I was going to get out to a much wider global audience. Excuse me. When God and the angels deemed that it was time for me to step up and to become more prominent, they organized the delivery of a seemingly random email asking me if I'd like to repurpose my show. And here I am on this wonderful platform. Excuse me. But the only reason that it manifested once again was because I surrendered. I allowed God and the angels to send me those signs when it was the right timing. Now, I was fully free to move forward without fear, not even questioning if this was right for me. Excuse me. It was because of years and years of practicing certain things in my life. And the posse of angels wishes me for me to share those things with you to make it easier to start afresh and start anew in this year of 2018. Number one is I know that everything happens for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. Therefore, I know there are no mistakes. Therefore, when I take inspired action and I step forward, I know I'm going bowling with those bumper guards on. I cannot put a foot wrong because I know that I allow myself to be guided in a co-creative dance with God's source. Number two, I know that if I start taking steps towards something and it's just plain hard and it's difficult and aspects of it are tremendously blocked for me, then I simply know that those signs are telling me that it's not beneficial to pursue now or not ever. When this occurs to me, I don't keep pushing, but I switch tracks and go work on a creative project that I love doing until I get a clear sign that it's time for me to move forward. Now, just take a note here that this usually happens when things get blocked, because I'm tired of waiting on God's timing and I start to push to make something happen. And in each instance, the posse of angels say, no, nothing's moving in this direction. Go and work on something that gives you joy, that you're passionate about, that you're creative, that you love doing. And then we will send you signs, connections and opportunities when it's time to move forward with this other thing. Number three is I know deeply and never question that the universe always has my back and will provide for me abundantly, because abundance is my nature. I also know that abundance may not be presented to me in the way that I conceive that it will show up, but it is presented to me in the best form and that I need in order for my soul to grow. I also deeply know that all my prayers will be answered in, not in my timing, but in the best timing possible for my soul's growth. And by consciously choosing every day to hold a vibration of love and peace, appreciation, gratitude, and joy, no matter what is going on in my life, it was then that I began to experience a life in which it really didn't matter in which home I was living, in which city, country, or continent that I chose to live in. But what mattered most was that I continually experienced a life filled with joy and ease and grace, and that I reflected the energies that I held within me, and I perpetuated those. And then I experienced that same reflection no matter where I lived, no matter what I did. Anything less than this yields a reality that is less than positive. Okay, for instance, I phoned a relative several weeks ago who was perpetually negative to wish them a happy new year, never allowing anything or anyone to really dampen my spirits. I wished them good health, peace, abundance, prosperity, and love for the coming year. Immediately, they lashed into a tirade of how 2018 was going to be no better than 2017. And they said this was because they hated their job. They hated what they're doing, because the economy sucks, because it'll be another year of continually fighting with their ex, and they get no joy from their grown children. You know, I listened respectfully. And when this person was finished, I said that my outlook and intention for this year was for it to be remarkable and widening the scope of being able to be of best service, doing what I love doing, and bringing in new and exciting opportunities and meeting wonderful connections to fulfill my dreams. I asked him to take note of this conversation, and I said, please, write it down somewhere, because I told him that I would be calling him on New Year's Eve 2018 and see how closely our predictions for the upcoming year that we both believed would manifest was reflective of what we actually experienced in our realities. You know, listeners, one does not have to be a psychic in order to predict that with his present chosen energies of hate and despair, he will have the same negative outcome as he had in every one of his previous years. So please do hold those positive energies when you're starting over, and ask the angels for signs and messages that they wish to share with you on perhaps how you can affect your life when you're starting over, and they will clearly show you how to step forward. But the trick is to let go of what you thought your life should look like in order to open to limitless possibilities for the fulfillment of your wishes. Now, do remember, starting over is only scary if you hold on to the belief and the illusion that starting fresh will perhaps bring more compromise and settling for less than you so richly deserve. If you allow yourself to let go to the miracles and the magic of life's infinite potential, infinite possibilities happening in every second, you can now choose to consciously and passionately co-create your life's universe, as long as you do not put any emphasis on the how and the when of it happening, because then you restrict and constrict the universe, the God and the angels from bringing you things for your highest potential. In fact, by holding only the highest of energies, for instance, energies of light, kindness, unity, passion, peace, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, you will ensure that when those divinely ordered opportunities and connections are in perfect alignment to manifest in our lives, our positive and optimistic frequencies will be the perfect match to those of the universe in order for these manifestations to take place. When we are starting over, there are some things that you can do that can be extremely helpful. Now, firstly, with so many in the collective moving this year, now it could be a physical move, a move in your town, a move to another part of the state that you live in, could be a move across country to another state, could be a move overseas, wherever the greatest expansion of your soul will be for you to be a best service. These things are will happen for the collective and those who are ready to step into their mastery. Do remember that when you move, make sure you sage your old place before leaving it. Now, a lot of people might be saying, Candy, no, you mean saging your new place you're going to move into. But you want to sage your present home before you move, because you want to bring all of those energies into the highest alignment. Regardless of the things that you experienced in your home while saging it, thank your home for providing you with a shelter and be grateful that you had a home. Bless the home, leave it with energies of appreciation, gratitude, and love. Now, before moving into your new home, sage it, bless it, fill it with light. Every home carries energies from the previous owners, and in order to bring those energies up to their highest possible frequency, it's important to consciously fill the new space with light and love and with the intentions of energies which you wish to consciously experience in your new place. Some of those intentions that you might wish to experience in your new home would be intentions of, I want to experience joy in this new place, health, laughter, creativity, fun, success, wealth, prosperity, and peace. Go ahead, make your own list and set those intentions. Now, the next thing that we can do is, and it may not be everybody's favorite thing to do, but clean the house. Throw away clutter before you move in. Pete and I have moved so many times, and we still had things that we donated and gave away. This requires more organization, but I can assure you and tell you from my personal experience that by doing this, you're setting the intention of flowing, of things being unencumbered, by things being not weighted down, by stuff that you don't use. And by doing so, you create space to receive new things coming in. Buy plants for your new home, for the vibration of living things will increase the light-filled energies of the home. Also, if you have crystals, do clean them before taking them into your new home. Place them around the house as they are high vibrational and living energies as well. You know, the more each one of us can give sacredness to their actions when we start anew and we start afresh, rather than focusing on perhaps trepidation and doubt, anxiety and worry and limitation as to what will happen if we release the old and we step into something new this year, then the more that we will be blessed with the same sacred energies in the days, in the months, and the years ahead. And we have a few minutes before we go to a break, so I'm going to be choosing one card from this lovely deck, the Oracle of E by Pam Grout and Colette Baron-Reed,
as just a little bit of a message that we can all take into this coming week. And it has been a little bit of a hard start for many, with the weather being, as I said, so dramatically Arctic in areas of the world, and also with people having these cold and flu-like symptoms. Okay, one, two, three. The card that we get is a master number, 22, and it's time out. And let's quickly read what time out is all about. You see that corner out there? It's yours and yours alone. And it's time to claim that special space. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. It doesn't matter what others are saying. Everything except your own blessed joy is now history. Stake your claim, then take a break. It is smooth sailing from now on. So the Posse of Angels are saying that they have heard your prayers and intentions, and they are answering them. So as we move on into the next couple of weeks, know that all we need to do now is to take a break, and unless you're, you know, sort of divinely inspired and so passionately enthusiastic about, starting on a new project and things like that, take that time out, especially if you've been sick, to re-energize and re-nourish yourself. Because what's coming up for us is the manifestation of the fulfillment of our desires, and you want to be absolutely ready. So do take that time out to nurture and nourish yourself. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back, we'll be taking some calls for those free angel readings. I'll speak to you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
When you are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And before the break, I chose a card for all of us, and the card was Time Out, a master number 22. And that Time Out card was a reminder for all of us that we do need to take some time out to refresh and to re-energize our energies before this year of 2018 really starts rolling. Now, many of us have had cold and flu-like symptoms. I have since learned that there was a huge portal which opened up energetically for many of us to shift and to release and heal those things that were still out of alignment. And we started to experience those physical ascension symptoms, which had been flu-like in nature. I'm not saying that you didn't have a virus or a bacteria or anything like that, but many of us had headaches, feeling fatigued. We were weak and tired. There we felt heightened emotions, crying, and all of this was necessary to clear up emotional wounding that we have felt as a result of the tumultuous year of 2017. And in 2017, there were so many revelations and disclosures about pedophile rings, about human trafficking, about the sexual harassment, the dark agenda on the planet. And those of us who are empaths, those of us who have really a heightened susceptibility to energies, believe me, we either directly or indirectly took in, because we are all one. And it was this opportunity for us to really transmute those energies. We might have felt pushed to go and rest, to sleep. Many of us were experiencing an extreme depth of tiredness that we've not experienced before. With such a high level of people reporting these flu-like symptoms, it means that more people are being downloaded with the new 11-year codes experienced this year. This is the first of many portals that will be presented to us to enlighten and to lift our frequencies as we are lightening back to our pure crystalline energy, and to regain our sovereign, multidimensional divine nature that has been hijacked by a very dark agenda on this planet. So if you've had those flu-like symptoms, rest. And the thing that helped me was I took massive doses of vitamin C, eating raw garlic, colloidal silver, and keep up your probiotics. These are all things, ginger tea, things that, and you can do all the alternatives in the world, but if you don't allow yourself to rest and recharge your batteries, then it doesn't really matter what you do. So I'm wishing all those who still have their coughs and those symptoms of whether they're ascension or whether they're cold and flu going on, I send you extra energies. So let's go to our callers. Our first caller is Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I'm really well. What's going on with you?
I'm just taking in the energies that are around us. I can feel there's such a different energy, and I can feel that there's a choice in where you place your energy, your attention, and how that changes the energy. It's amazing what I can feel, but I'm getting ready to start traveling, and I want to know what the cards and what spirit says about whether I'm going to be purchasing a place in Maui or not this year.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are saying, is it your intention to own a home in Maui?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So then the next thing they're saying is the universe desires what Beth desires. Doesn't desire anything differently. It desires what you desire. And they're saying that please do not put any focus and attention on how and specifically when this is going to come to you. So don't ask if you're going to purchase this year, because they're saying the absolute perfect real estate deal could be not offered until halfway through 2019. You know, you don't want to wish anybody ill in order for you to get your perfect home. But this may maybe say this couple decides to divorce in 2019, and they wanted to do as quickly as possible. And so they put the house on the market for an extraordinarily low price, and everything, all those ducks line up in a row for you. And but your intention is, will we buy this year? And your there's a bit of stressing, maybe there's a bit of limitation there. So they're saying, yes, you will own a home in Maui because that is your intention. And they feel it so much. They see you sitting on the balcony. They see you sitting on the balcony overlooking the water and just reveling in this beautiful home of yours filled with light and the beautiful, those energies. It's just amazing, those Lemurian energies. So they're saying, please just focus on thanking the universe for being on the same page with you and thanking the universe for your home. But don't put your emphasis on when this is supposed to happen. Let's go to the cards. Let's see what's going to come out for this. Oh, card. Okay. Our first card is the Star card. Oh, my gosh, isn't this beautiful? And somebody in the posse of angels said, Beth, this is written in the stars. It's like you took this magical pen and you wrote it across the sky. And you said, like a little girl, thank you for my house in Maui. And there it is. It's already there in the etheric. So instead of spending time asking if you're going to own a home or is asking it's going to be this year, make a file on your computer and start filling it with ways to decorate this beautiful home, ideas for it. Because thanking the universe because it's already yours. The next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. Now, the Queen of Wands is the queen that is a fiery queen. She makes things happen, and that's what they're saying about you. You have no idea how multidimensional you are and how extraordinary. Extraordinarily clear you are. So when you have something in your heart that you love, it will easily manifest. Maybe not in the way you think it's going to be or the timing, but it's underway. They're saying, yes, Beth, it is underway. And the next card, excuse me, that's coming out for you is the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands is keep your eyes and ears open. Especially, they're saying, when you go this year to Maui, keep your eyes and ears open for, the different signs and messages for the fulfillment of that. So I, for one, they're showing me visions of this beautiful, beautiful home. I'm very excited for you. I'm just going to shuffle the lovely Oracle of E cards and see what comes out. I know how much you want this dream to be realized, but they're also saying that big dreams take a little bit longer. And if it was going to manifest for you, you wouldn't want it to be a compromise, and you certainly wouldn't want to settle for less. And so if it might take a little bit longer, that would be okay.
I can see why it's taken longer, because we've had to go through so many levels of healing to be able to even live on an island,
Exactly. And you wouldn't want to bring with you anything that is out of divine alignment. That's what they're saying. So you will be the perfect energetic frequency to align with the energies of your new home. The Oracle of E says number 5, which is the number of change, is free falling. And what is free falling about? Let me see. We go to that. Free falling. One aspect of free falling is, give it away. Give it over. Give it away to God. And because God and the angels know your best interest, it doesn't get much better than this. Deep radical trust that appearances mean nothing. And you are the captain of your ship. What you say goes. You are in unrestrained motion, and unseen forces are awaiting your command. So when we are free falling, we have to surrender and we have to release everything, knowing that we are going bowling with those bumper guards and we can't put a foot wrong, and that God and the angels have been on it like on a dog on a bone for a long time, and answering your prayers. So they do want you to know that it's a work in progress, and it will happen. And for you to keep saying thank you for it, and for you to have that folder of ideas and things. So when it does happen, all you have to do is go to the folder, and then there it is for you to decorate and to make that physical reality, one that you'll love and cherish. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, it's wonderful. I just want to say I also can see that over the last 5 years that we've been given information that's changed location where we want to purchase. It's changed. We've built relationships. So I can see that the anchoring and also the clearing that's happening on the island to prepare for us. So I, as you were talking, that's what they were showing me. So it is perfect. Thank you so much, Angel.
I love you so much. We'll speak soon. Take care.
Love you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. And that goes for all of us. All prayers are answered. Maybe not in the way that you thought they would be. And maybe not in the way that the timing you thought. But all we need to do is keep saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening to my prayers. Thank you for jumping on them. And I will step forward when those signs and messages are given to me. Let's go to our next caller. We have Jay from North Carolina. Jay, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. How are you today?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jay. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Okay is good. Even if you said you were not good, that would be in perfect alignment. So tell us, what is going on in your life?
Not a lot. Not a lot at
okay.
all.
Okay.
Pretty disappointing.
It's only disappointing, Jay, if you've had expectations on what your life should have looked like up to now. It's only disappointing if you've had attachments to what should have or had to have or ought to have. What has manifested is a co-creation between you and God's source. And a lot of times when we look at what is in our life and we do not like that, one of the first things to do is to take responsibility and accountability for it. Even if we can't figure out the lesson, it might be teaching us patience. It might be teaching us to release and surrender our egoic nature, and then for us to just boil down to be so grateful and so thankful for what we do have, rather than putting our emphasis on what we do not have. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have goals, and that doesn't mean we don't strive for things, but in these remarkable times of us shifting into higher vibrational frequencies, there can't be anything that's not in alignment with who, with our divine eternal natures. So I like the expression, fake it till you make it. The universe doesn't know the difference between our subconscious mind and our fantasy and what's going on in our reality. And so not turning a blind eye to anything, but it's really a change in perception is needed here. And that's what the Posse of Angels are saying. Start afresh now, Jay. Start anew in 2018. And you do this by dropping all expectations of what you thought. Maybe where you are now is absolutely perfect for your soul's growth. It's perfect.
Oh, it's hell. No.
What's
I'm
that?
Sitting in hell. I'm sitting right smack dab in the middle of hell.
So maybe that's perfect, but I can't stand it. Okay, so explain that. Explain that to us, sitting in hell.
Well, I'm 45 years old. I have no bank account, no job, no friends, and no career.
Okay. How long have you lived where you live now?
15 years.
Okay. Have you gotten any signs to move?
No.
Okay. Let's see. We've got the posse of angels.
I got no signs of anything.
Okay. A lot of times when we are in, there is stagnancy in our life, it's because of this darkness around us, this darkness of despair. And one of the most difficult things, this is not easy, one of the most difficult things is if you want to have friends in your life, then be a friend. Start turning that darkness, that despair, into one of gratitude and appreciation. Volunteer. Go out and help others which are less fortunate than you are. Thank the universe. Thank the universe for your job that's coming. Thank the universe for either the job or the abundance that will help you keep body and soul together. In order for you to change your reality, you have to change the energies inside. There is no easy fix to this. Find ways that you can be of service. Find ways. And by doing this, you will raise your frequencies inside, Jay. You will be lighter. You will be gentler, kinder. And then through the alchemical metaphysics of quantum physics, then the universe then starts to take over and send you matching energies to that. I would highly suggest that you go and you volunteer and you be of service to those who are less fortunate. And you say thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of being of service. And then you keep your eyes and ears open once you do this and you lighten up your energies, then the universe will provide you with lighter energies and more light, which will shine on the fulfillment of your wishes within. There's no easy way. This despair is a reflection of and money is just energy. Money is energy, and if you've got no bank account, it means that there's a dearth of this feeling of energy or abundance within you. Find ways that you can be of service and help others. Let me go to the cards. I love you, Jay. There's no easy way to do this. The only way to do this is to change the energies, Volunteer at a hospital, volunteer at a rescue center, volunteer. There's just so many different ways that we can read to the blind. I had this terrible flu cold for the past 2 weeks, and I went down to my local philosopher at my Whole Foods store and I said, Richard, I said, nice to see you again. I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. I've been away sick. And I said, I keep my thoughts high. I eat organic. I do all these things. Why? And he said, well, maybe it was because you appreciate your health. Things have to be taken away from us in so many instances for us to appreciate things then. Okay, the first card you get is the Fool. The Fool card is about starting over. Starting over, afresh. But there are lots of starting over cards in the deck, Jay. But this one is of great importance because it's starting over as a child. Stop trying to push the universe. Allow yourself to be led and go help those who are less fortunate. Okay, next card coming out for you is the Page of Wands. I cannot stress this enough for you. By heightening and lightening your energies to be that of gratitude and appreciation for what you do have, then the universe will send you messages on a new job opportunity for you. It's there in the cards. And then the Six of Cups is somebody from your past, a sentimental, a friend or somebody will come back in a helpful position for you. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying. I'll go to the Oracle of E and choose one more card for you. My heart goes out to you. The only person that can change this is you. The only person that can affect you is yourself. Okay, this card flipped over, so I'm going to be taking this one. This card is called Superhero. So let's see what this one says. 31 is a four, and four is about a foundation, your security. So let me go to this card. Right now, you don't know it, but you've got superhuman strength within you. The truth is, you always do, but most of the time, you don't need it. Why bother? If everything is rocking and everything is fine in your world, you are about to learn just how strong and courageous and amazing you really are. So this card is saying that all you need to switch your reality, Jay, is what you have inside of yourself. And I would love to hear from you what happens as a result of you doing a few things. You've got homework. One of your homework things is to volunteer. Go and read to somebody who, like I said, is blind. You have your eyes. You can do this. A caregiver for a lonely, shut-in, elderly person for once a week, or at a hospice center where you push the magazine cart or the candy cart around or whatever that is. Find ways where you can bring your joy and your light to people. And then by doing this, by doing your homework, your abundance will grow inside, and then that light will speak that same sparkly energy. Also, every night what I would do, Jay, is I would sit in silence and I would say thank you. Thank you to the universe for showing me this great contrast, and thank you for my new job opportunity. And I get to work with beautiful people. I get to, be financially remunerated for my skills and talents. Thank you. I know you're working on it. And I will keep my vibrational frequency so grateful and appreciative and high of light value that it will then encourage the universe to match those energies and bring me in the fulfillment of my heartfelt longings. I do hope that's been helpful for you today, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sending lots of love. Bye-bye. And that goes out to each and every one of us. You cannot have that in front of you, which you are not a direct reflection of what you are inside. Take note of your reality. Where there is discord, change it inside of you to harmony. Where there is blame, turn the mirror back on yourself and see where you're blaming yourself. If there's judgment, in your life, it means that there's judgment inside of you. Each and every one of us is an extraordinary superhero, like Jay's card. We have this inside of us, this superhero. Allow it to come out through love and gratitude, appreciation, forgiveness, all of this. And then it will speak the same language as the universe, that high vibrational frequency, which then makes miracles happen in our lives. You can listen to me, Claire Candy Hoff, every week at Angel Healing House Radio on this beautiful platform of Transformation Talk Radio at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday. If you want to find out more about my books, My Angels of Faith, My One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my autobiography, please do go to the Angel Healing House website. And until next time, please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. I do look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you.